This is the Hymn Publications podcast. Today, Chad Harrington reviews Matthew Bates' book, Why the Gospel. Discover Bates' insights on why the gospel matters for our lives today and how understanding its purpose reframes everything we do.
I'm Chad Harrington with Hymn Publications, and I am reviewing Matthew Bates' newest book, Why the Gospel. By the end of this video, you'll know what the main message of the book is, what I think of it, and a better idea of whether or not you want to read it. So Matthew Bates has written a lot on salvation, the gospel, and faith, and he's added a ton of value to the conversation. So through his book, Salvation by Allegiance Alone, Gospel Allegiance, The Gospel Precisely, he's taken what others like Scott McKnight and N.T. Wright, among many others, have been saying, and he articulates it in a clear and punchy and also helpful manner. Now, his Why the Gospel book, the subtitle is Living the Good News of King Jesus with Purpose, does something refreshing. He applies vital gospel theology to the layperson in what I think of as spectacular fashion, with practical application, group discussion questions, and all of that in a short and pretty concise manner. So, the premise of the book is that he takes his notion from Gospel Allegiance and The Gospel Precisely. Essentially, they're the same kind of book, one's longer and one's shorter. That the gospel is essentially the declaration that Jesus is the Christ. And he runs that through, in this book, the question, well, why does that matter? He addresses the common question I hear today, what does that mean to me? Typically, that's pretty annoying and not relevant yet in the exegetical process. But at this point in Bates's process as an author, he addresses that question and he answers it from a scholarly perspective while still keeping the cookies on the low shelf by referencing pop culture stars like Lady Gaga throughout his book. When you can reference Lady Gaga and cite Cyprian in the same book, I think you're a special author. So thank you, Matthew, for doing that. He begins the book by reiterating the importance of Jesus' name and his title as Christ and his identity as King. And then he uses his identity as a way to say that the King, Jesus as King, best frames the gospel. Then he addresses in a fresh way what he calls six malformed gospels and points out the negative implications of not having your gospel right. Contrarywise, he then states his most direct conclusion in the book. He says, why the gospel? The gospel's clearest purpose in scripture is bodily allegiance to King Jesus in every nation. I love it. It comes from Romans 1, Romans 16, and he ties it together and says, this is why the gospel, bodily allegiance to King Jesus in every nation. So then he unpacks that throughout the rest of the book. And what I think is perhaps the most interesting, neglected, and compelling why in his book, and what kind of ties it all together, is glory. The gospel exists not only for God's glory, Bates writes, but also for our glory. And he defines this as gospel fame. I'll let you dig into the reasoning and what he means by that in the book, but I just want to say I loved it, and I was very inspired by how he framed it. This launches him into the rest of the book, which he frames around the concept of glory in six stages, which he calls the glory cycle. And so we have essentially framed the gospel narrative, story, and purpose through the framework of glory, which takes you through the first five chapters of seven in glorious fashion. But I must say that the payoff for this book really comes in chapters 6 and 7. He pulls the previous five chapters together with a very down-to-earth cultural exegesis and application. I was blown away by his incisive analysis of the church today and what we need to do differently in light of the King Jesus gospel. He addresses the six major reasons that David Kinnaman lists in his book, You Got Me, about why people are leaving the church. And he runs those six through the Why the Gospel filter, coming out on the other side with some critiques, cutting critiques, of the modern church. But here's what I love about Matthew Bates' heart. And I've met with him, I've even worked with him on a professional level. And what I've seen not only in those contexts, but also in this book in particular, is that he's not being critical of the church. He's trying to help, issuing a valuable, you might even say, prophetic call of sorts to say, hey, church, we've missed some vital issues. Here's why and here's how better gospel theology can help inform our practices as the people of God. He comes in with punch, but also gentleness, along with exegetical acumen, which to combine those in one voice is a rare trait among the prophetically gifted. I'll give you just one example in the section of chapter 6 titled Mind and Body Reconnected, where he addresses the challenge of hypocrisy in the church today. That is, many who mark none on religious for their religious affiliation on the surveys say that they aren't Christians, in part because Christians seem to be hypocritical to them. So Bates addresses this from a gospel perspective and says that understanding the King Jesus gospel rightly and our response to it through allegiance helps us reduce hypocrisy in the church. He writes, hypocrisy happens when what you say you believe does not correspond with what your body does. The answer is live faithfully out of allegiance to King Jesus, not just in your heart, but also with your body. This isn't just a practical problem, Bates posits. It's a gospel understanding problem. And that's just one example. He also aptly prescribes how a better understanding of the gospel and our response to it informs how we disciple people and how discipleship and evangelism work together. I highly recommend this book. It's published by Erdmans this month, May 2023, and it's short, only 174 pages. So go out and grab a copy. For a full review, go to hymnpublications.com and search for Why the Gospel. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Hymn Publications podcast. To get regular updates on our discipleship content delivered to your inbox, sign up at hymnpublications.com/subscribe, which is linked in the show notes of this episode.